92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. This is Good Morning Grand Haven. I'm Mary Ellen Murphy. In the studio from Oaks Agency, we have Brian Holman. Hello, Brian. How are you?
Good morning, Mary Ellen. How are you?
Well, thank you for the coffee and the treats and everything in between. Certainly appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And thanks for being on time, too.
Absolutely.
Oh, people are on beach time in this town, and I love it. All right. Open enrollment right now. I was just reading over, this makes me really sad, but the Michigan Department of Insurance and Financial Services and the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, they're warning Michigan senior citizens to be on alert for scams. Why would anybody want to scam somebody like that, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot going on out there. I appreciate you bringing that up because there's a lot of people that want to come to a lot of senior citizens and basically try and get their social security number because people are signing up for that Part B. A dollar amount's got to come out of that Part B for their social security. And with the scam, what they're doing is they're trying to come to them and get a social security number telling them that they work for the government, that they'll help them sign up for Part B. And if you give me your social security number, I'll get that all set up for you and we'll make sure that you're set up for Part B and you'll have that money coming right out of your social security. And obviously that doesn't happen. It goes to the individual that's scamming that senior citizen.
For sure. So this is all, it's confusing to me because I don't have Medicare, but there's different types of Medicare. So have at it. This is your time to talk about it.
Sure. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. So there's a couple different types of Medicare. When somebody's turning 65, they have the option of doing what I call traditional Medicare. You have to get Part A and B. Okay. And again, we help people out with that at the Oaks Agency.
Because that can get confusing. Am I right?
Very confusing.
Okay.
Right. Very confusing. And A and B is, okay, do I take Social Security with A and B? Do I not take Social Security with A and B? Because you can get Part A and Part B without taking your Social Security for retirement. So, but you have to wait till you're 65. But some people wait till they're 67 or till they're age 70 before they start drawing Social Security. But you still have to have Part B when you turn 65. So that can be very confusing in and of itself.
I'm trying to wrap my, you're right. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah, if you're online trying to figure all that out.
Right. So we basically ask people to come and sit with us and let's have a conversation with them at the very, very beginning and ask some simple questions. Are you going to draw Social Security? If not, this is what we need to do. We walk them through the process of basically going to socialsecurityadministration.gov, sign up for Part B as in boy. And once you have that done, then come back and see us. Like I said, traditional Medicare then would be Part A and B PACE primary. All right. There's a deductible for both Part A. A is your hospital, B is your doctor portion. And they both go 80-20 afterwards. And the 20% doesn't have a cap on it. So meaning that could be an awful lot of money out of somebody's pocket.
What does that mean? It doesn't have a cap on it. What do
meaning
you mean?
If it's a bill of $189,000, you could pay 20% of $189,000. Doesn't have that stop loss on it. So that's why people go out and they buy themselves under traditional Medicare what's called the gap, a supplemental policy. So that basically will protect them from a big dollar amount coming out of their pocket under the traditional Medicare. And then they also have to have Part D, as in dog, for their prescriptions, for their drugs. Okay. So somebody doing the traditional Medicare would have a three-card system. The red, white, and blue card pays primary, showing that they have Part A and B. Then the supplemental picks up whatever A and B doesn't cover. And again, supplemental can be, there's a lot of different confusing letters and numbers that go along with that because you could buy a Plan G, you could buy a Plan F, and that's very confusing to individuals out there as well.
Yeah.
So all that to say is that we are very, very big in trying to help people to begin with to discern what really works best for you. We're big fans of the Medicare Advantage plan, which is the second option you have when you turn 65. Medicare Advantage plans are through private insurance companies where your A, B, your supplement, and your drug card are all wrapped into one card. So that when you seek services, you're not showing red, white, and blue first and a second card. You're just showing the particular private insurance company that you have signed up with under your Medicare Advantage plan. There are significant advantages to Medicare Advantage plans. Typically, the costs are significantly lower for people. They also get dental, vision, hearing. They also get an over-the-counter card where they can go to the pharmacies and get over-the-counter things like their Tylenol, their Band-Aids, their aspirin. There's vitamins all included in that. And to the tune of, for some of those companies, to the tune of $100 per quarter per year. In addition, those Medicare Advantage plans have zero premium, where if you went to traditional Medicare and bought yourself a supplemental plan, you'd be spending roughly anywhere from $80 to $100 per month just for that.
Wow.
So not only do you get better benefits, you also get better, a better plan.
Sure. Well, so that, I like that you would take the time with someone and help them, you know, as opposed to somebody going online and just hitting a bunch of buttons. It is confusing. Yeah, this is something you have to have for a whole year, right? Yeah, that's a long time.
Right, and it's like you said, it's open enrollment right now. And so
Till
December 7.
Okay.
So and then at that time, whatever you select goes into effect January 1 of 2024. And then you're on that plan all the way until for the full year. But there'll be another open enrollment for seniors from October 15 to December 7 of 2024.
Okay.
Whatever you select then goes into effect for January of 2025 effective date.
Man, I just turned 60. I have 5 years to have to deal with this. But boy, when I have to, I'm calling you. do people can they just come to the office or should they make an appointment?
You know, it'd be great if they made an appointment because that way I can sit down and have a better idea of, first of all, really what they're looking for. I like to have a phone conversation with them just to start out with.
That would make sense.
Yeah, and I can get a feel for what they're really looking for. Then I can do some homework for them so that when we show up, I've got everything set for them in regard to what they really are looking for, what they're asking about, because one size doesn't fit all. And we try and make sure that when somebody comes in, we're really catering to what their need was and what they're really asking about and what their concerns are.
Yeah. For sure. Anything else that we need to go over with Medicare open enrollment?
No, I would just like to say that I think that one of the things that we try and offer with all the insurance that we have at the Oaks Agency is the assistance of people. It can be confusing no matter what insurance you have, and not just a select one, but after the fact, if you have a problem with it, we want to be there for that too. Right. So we really appreciate the fact when people go, hey, I don't think this bill got done right. I don't think it's appropriate. We'd love to be the people that they call so that we can help them out, because it can be confusing in itself to try and get a hold of somebody to get help.
Well, that's a fact, too. And a lot of times, you know, if you call, it's like you're into voicemail before you know it. And the phone number, 842-3440 and online oaksagency.com. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.